Now, the founder of America's Test Kitchen is starting a new initiative. Chris Kimball says he wants to change how people cook with Milk Street Kitchen, which will include a public television cooking show, a retail cooking school, magazines and books, and a new digital platform.
Chris Kimball joins us now to talk about this new multimedia company. He's the founder of Milk Street Kitchen and America's Test Kitchen. Chris, good to have you back on Central Time.
Thank you. It sounds really exciting, this new venture, the way you described it. So.
Well, you should be the most excited. What is Milk Street Kitchen exactly?
Well, years ago, I started expanding how I cooked. You know, I grew up in New England, and it's mostly Northern European cooking. Well, you know, I started going through books from all over the world, and my brilliant, I say that parenthetically, disclosure, you know, a coming of age was that, you know, the idea of our cooking and then there's ethnic cooking is really an old-fashioned idea. Because if you live in Mexico City, you don't cook Mexican food, you cook dinner, right? I mean, everybody all over the world, you know, has to put dinner on the table, right? So it's just all cooking. And if you look at the fashion and music industry, they've done this years ago. You know, they beg, borrow, and steal things from all over the world and create new stuff. So as I started cooking out of these books and talking to people like Fuchsia Dunlop, who wrote Every Grain of Rice about Sichuan cooking, well, it turns out there's a whole bunch of things the way she cooks that actually is better than the way I cook, you know, with simpler, bigger flavors. You know, throw a chicken in simmering water for 25 minutes, turn off the heat, let it sit half an hour, it's done. And you make a quick sauce with some soy sauce and some ginger, et cetera. And, you know, what an easy way to put dinner on the table. So I just thought there's all this stuff we don't know. And if you look all over the world and take out the simple stuff and put it together, you know, you'd have a better way to put dinner on the table even on Tuesday night.
Do you think we throw up barriers in our own heads about cooking when we think about cuisines that may not be our own or techniques we may not know and think, I can't do that? But really, is there a common sort of lingua franca for cooking? If you know how to do certain things, you can cook anything.
Well, that's a great question. And I was just cooking with Claire Patak. She wrote the Violet Bakery cookbook. She used to be the pastry chef for Alice Waters. She was the one. And I was watching her make this flourless chocolate cake. And she was whipping egg whites, and she was about half done. She said, I'm done. And I said, Claire, you're not done. It's not the soft peak. She said, here's the rule. You know, whip egg whites, the same texture, the batter you're folding them into. Hmm. And I went, you know, the big light bulb went off. And I said, yeah, of course, that makes sense. So it turns out this stuff is just a half a step away from the familiar. It's not weird. It's not strange ingredients. It's stuff that is just a little bit, you know, just a little bit ahead of where we are. But boy, you see people do it and you go, that's great. So the mistake we've all made, I've certainly made it, that I somehow think, you know, recipes or techniques from other places are different, weird, you know, not for me. But boy, take chicken soup. You know, you can make an American chicken soup. I've made it 100 times. It's fine. But places in the world, like in Ukraine, you know, they'll throw huge handfuls of herbs in it, or they'll use ginger and scallions in China, or they might use chipotle peppers and tortilla strips in Mexico, or spices. There's just a million ways to take that recipe and with just 2 minutes of work, change it totally. So it's really exciting because it's bigger flavors. You know, French cooking is about technique, right? It's about, you know, unless you have better technique, you can't make better food. But if you look around the world, it's not about technique so much. It's just about how you think about cooking.
Chris Kimball is the founder of Milk Street Kitchen and America's Test Kitchen. And Chris, before we go any further, I have to ask, where did the name Milk Street Kitchen come from?
Well, it came from two places. It came from my wife, who absolutely insisted that had to be the name, and she was right. And two, our new kitchen's on Milk Street.
So, well, there you go.
We're on 177 Milk Street in Boston, being constructed now. It'll be ready in September. So we've always, you know, I've always wanted a kitchen that was really home to the whole enterprise. And when I used to do the Cook's Country show, I actually had a house in the town that in Vermont, my town, where I fixed it up and we shot the show there. And I've always felt that it would be really important to have a place people could come to. They could take a tour. They could watch us do the TV show, whatever. And so Milk Street is the actual location.
Now, you've said that Milk Street Kitchen, this whole project, has really reinvigorated your love of cooking. How has it done that? I mean, you love cooking already. What did it do for you?
I found that I had to relearn how to cook. And I'm still in that process. I will always be in that process. And my cooking got so much better, you know, because the way you think about putting foods together in a Northern European sense is great, but it's really about heat. You know, you take meat, you take wheat, you take vegetables and dairy, and it's the process of heating them up, like in a stew, where you create flavor. Well, yeah, that works, but there are lots of other ways to create flavor. You know, the Ottoman Empire had 88 spices. Northern Europe had 12. French cooking has about 4 or 5 herbs it uses. It uses almost no spices at all. Some people think because French wine doesn't actually taste very good with spicy food. It's one theory. But there are all these tools you have at your disposal, and when you open up your mind to that, without doing anything strange or hard-to-find ingredients, you can actually make much better food with the same amount of effort. And so all of a sudden, you know, in half an hour or whatever, I could do something just really amazing, much better than what I used to turn out. I mean, let me give you a simple example. Scrambled eggs. You know, about a year ago, I started using olive oil instead of butter. And I noticed that the eggs came out totally differently. And I did a little homework, and I was reading a Bass cookbook a month ago, and the recipe was 2 eggs, 1 tablespoon olive oil. You know, it's nothing new. But the olive oil gets much hotter than butter. Butter has water in it. So you get more steam and fluffier eggs. So that's just a great example of a 3-ingredient recipe where just switching from butter to olive oil makes a huge difference, you know.
Chris, it looks like exciting things coming out of Milk Kitchen. Thank you so much for joining us and telling us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was Chris Kimball, founder of America's Test Kitchen. He joined us to talk about his new company. It's called Milk Street Kitchen. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.